Good morning. My name is Lazaro Garcia, and it is my privilege to welcome everybody to today's service. For those who don't know me, I am a PhD student here at the U of I, and I am originally from Spain. My wife, Alexandra, and I have been coming to New Covenant for more or less 1 year. However, I have visited New Covenant a few times in the past, in the fall of 2019, right before the pandemic. When I am asked how I ended up coming here, I always respond with a half-truth. I say that having been raised in a very rural area of Spain where there was only one church, a Catholic church, and one Catholic priest, I was really intrigued by the variety that Champaign-Urbana offered. But it was only when I was thinking about how to start this welcome message that I realized that while that was true, it was not the whole truth. It makes the story sound as if I randomly walked into this building just guided by intellectual inquiry. The other part of the truth is that I was looking for something meaningful. But having grown up in a very skeptical community, I felt a bit self-conscious about needing something like that, something greater. This week, I went back and looked for the recording of the first service I ever attended. I remember it being completely radically different from anything I had ever heard about God, Jesus, Christianity, and the Bible. Listening to it again 6 years later, I can clearly see why Renée's teaching was eye-opening to me, and why I kept coming back. In her teaching, she included a scene from the movie The Princess Bride, in which a character keeps calling things that are very clearly happening in front of his eyes inconceivable, until another man finally points out, "You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means." Looking back, I realized that New Covenant, and the things I learn here, the conversations I have, the feelings I experience, that's what I was looking for, that I couldn't quite put into words. But that's because I genuinely thought that the possibility of something like it existing and existing where I could find it was, well, inconceivable. I will now read from today's welcome scripture, which comes from Psalm 73. "I am always with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and later receive me in glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire no one besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Welcome to worship.